Okay, good morning. Today is Daf Ches. We have a little ground to cover because I believe we are on Zayin Amud Beis by the two dots towards the bottom of the small lines. The pasuk that we just finished discussing of the bracha of Al and Le, and now the Gemara goes back to the din of Bedikas Chametz that mentioned in our Mishnah, and the Mishnah said that Orla Basar Bodkim Asar Chametz Le Or Haner. Use a candle. So Gemara says Minohani Mili. From where do we know? Where do we learn? Right? Where do we learn that you actually need to do the Bedikas Chametz with a candle? Why not with a torch? Why not with something, a bigger fire? Why just a candle? Which is, candle is by definition, according to Gemara, one wick, as opposed to a torch, which is an avuka, which is more than one wick. So Minohani Mili, Amar Chizda, to the long Zayin Rishava, Lamadnu Mitzia Mitzia, we learned the word Mitzia from the other word Mitzia, then we learned Mitzia Mechipus, to learn Mitzia from the word Chipus, Mechipus Mechipus, then we learned Chipus from one Chipus to another Chipus, and then Chipus Mineros, and then Chipus from the word Neros, and then Neros Miner, and then Neros we learned from Ner. So we're going to have all this line up to show us, then we're going to bring it all back, that B'tikas Chametz has to be with the candle. So let's do that. Mitzia Mitzia, how do we know that? So first we're going to start with by Yosef, when they were checking for Binyamin's, they're checking for the gevir that was stolen, and they found it in Binyamin. Ksiv hacha, it says by Chametz, it says shivas yamim sur lo yimatzei bivaseichem. Okay, so bivateichem. Sorry, so yimatzei. That's number one. Ksiv hasam, it says over there by the gevir of Yosef, by yichapes. That's what we're going to look for for the next stage. By yichapes bagadol hachel vakaton kila. They started with the oldest, they went to the youngest. By yimatzei, and they found Hagviv Amtachas Binyamin. They found. So if you might say, you might say. And then you have in this passage, you have Mitzia Mechipus Didei. It says, how did they find it? They found it by doing Chipus, by doing a search. Okay, so now we have Chipus. Now Chipus is our next link. Chipus is the, how do we know that? Mineros. We know that Chipus is done with Neros. How do we know that? The passage says in Sephania. But Isahi Achapes Es Yushlayim by Neros. So Shem saying, at that time, I will search Jerusalem with candles. Right, so you see that Chipus is done by Neros. So now, we have Ner. So why Neros? So then it goes to the next case. It says, V'Neros, then we know that Neros is Neros Miner, Dixiv, Ner Hashem, Nishmas Adam. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. Chofes Kol Chadrei Beten. That the Ner searches the insides of every person. So the Ner is, if you bring it all back, the Mitziah, by the chain, is done by to get rid of the Mitziah, to find the Chametz, is done by a Ner. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, similar brisa taught in the base measures of Rabbi Shmuel. Lele Abrasar, the light of the 14th. Bodkim is a chametz l'orner. We look for the chametz with the light of a candle. V'yafa pishein ra'yodavar. Even though it's not mefurish in the Torah, because it's not. It's a multiple gzeir shava using sukkim in Tanakh and Torah and the Vimek Suvim. Right? Lele Abrasar, Bodkim is a chametz l'orner. V'yafa pishein ra'yodavar. Zeich l'davar. Shneamar. The pasuk says, Shivas yomim se'orlo yimatzei. The Omer Yivayichapes Bagadol Hachel Vakaton Kila mixes the rest of the pasuk by Yimatzei Hagviyav Amtichas Binyamin, and then it says the Omer Beisai Achapes Hishlayim Beneros the Omer Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam Chofes Kochadri Beten. So you have the Ner. So the Gemara says, "My Omer." Well, why do I have to jump from Neros to Ner? Right? Why is it? Why do I have to need again? So why do I have to have another pasuk? It already told us that we look with candles. Right? I'm checking Yishlayim with candles. So Gemara says, "Chitema Hi Beisai." What's going on over there in Sephania when Hashem is checking the Yerushalayim with the candles? Maybe Kulahu de Kamarachmana. Maybe it's just the Kulah that Hashem said. Because Hashem is looking for the Averos. So he doesn't want to find the big Averos. So instead of losing a torch, he's going to use a candle. So he'll only find the big Averos that are easy to be found. But he won't find any of the smaller Averos because it's much harder to find. So maybe he's just being with Makil over there and that's searching by candles. So you won't be able to bring that across. And he says, V'chi tema ha-hai ba-esahi Kulahu de Kamarachmana. Lo batkina le Yerushalayim b'nahor davuka. I won't look with the light of a torch. The nefish nahor tura, because I guess it's bigger light. El b'nahor deshraga. I'll look at it with the light of a candle. The zuta nahor tvei, because its light is less. The avon rabba mishdakach from the zuta lo mishdakach. I only find the great sins. I won't find the small sins. So maybe that's a kul over there. I mean, by b'dikas chametz, you would have to have a bigger candle. So tashma, that's where the pasuk comes and says, "Na ner Hashem nishmas adam." That even doing a search with a candle as opposed to a torch is a good way of doing the bedika. Tana Rabbanan, learning a brisa, ain't bodkin, we don't check lola or achama, we don't check with the sunlight, lola or lavana with the moonlight, lola or avuka, not with a torch, elola or a ner, except for the, right, we use a candle. and hope to do this today's day and age. It's a flashlight some people use, so that could, we have to look into that. Because the light of the candle is good for searching. Again, even though there's no raya, it's the third time we're learning this. Right? Shenema, the pasuk says, "Yemisrael lo yimatzei v'seichem." V'omer bechabes bedol hachel hakaton kilova yimatzei hakviyavam tachas minyamin. V'omer beisheiach chabes shulayim b'neiros. V'omer nershin nishmas adam chabes kol goy button. So again, three times we learned that this rasha, this chain reaction, zereshava, to teach us that we do bedikas chametz with a candle. So Gemara says, okay, the Gemara at the beginning of the Brice says, "Ein bokim le'or hachama." Go right to this Brice we just quoted. So, "Hai or hachama hechidami." What case would we be talking about that you've been checking with the sunlight? It's hard to check the sunlight in your interior room. So, what case are we discussing that you would have thought you can check with the or hachama? Inim b'chatzer. If we're talking about in the chatzer, you know, outside in the yard. Inim b'chatzer, outside in the yard. Hamarava, Rava already told us. Chatzar in a tzricha b'dika. You don't need to do a b'dika in the chatzar at all. Why? Because the animals, the ravens, they're there, and the food is going to be, you know, picked up, and they're going to be eaten. You don't have to worry. You can be told that they was already eaten by the animals. So that's not, that wouldn't have been the havamina to do b'dika with the sun. Ela be'achsadra. Maybe we're talking about the achsadra. Achsadra here seems to be a case of where you, it has a, it's a room that has a roof on it and has three walls coming down, and the fourth side is open. Baha'amarava, and Rava says, but that can't be. V'hamarav achsadra la'orin evdekes. We do use the sun to check the achsadra, and you don't need to do bedika at night by the orin air. I don't know why. Because lo tzricha la'aruba debechader. The case they're discussing is the aruba in the chader, which I think means a room. Rashi says neged chor mam shemaylo. Meaning that this it seems to be some sort of sunlight, sun, you know, sunroof type room. A skylight. It seems to be local to the aruba de bechader, so that underneath there. So Gemara says, "Well, wait a second. Where are you checking in this room that has a skylight?" If it's right underneath the achsadra, the window in the ceiling, that's the same thing as the achsadra. Ella litzdadim. It's on the sides of this aruba that it gets sunlight, but not direct sunlight. You might have thought that maybe you could use the sunlight. The bride says, "No, you're using a candle in that instead." Rashi says, "Litzdadim shalchor." And on the side of where that hole is in the ceiling. Okay. Now the Gemara says, the avuka lo, is using a torch not a good way of doing the bedika? Do you have to use a candle? The amar, we have the following. It's Pasuk says again in Chabab Bakuk, Amarava, Maidiksev, what does it mean when the Pasuk says, Vinoga koortiye, karnayin miyada lo, Visham chevyon uzo. Like the noga, the noga is going to be like is the radiance of the light. Karnayim also is like by Moshe Kikaran Or. He had his radiance. We had a low, but Sham Chavion was low. So Lema Tzadikim Domim Bifnei Ashchina Kiner Bifnei Avuka. The drasha is that the radiance of the Tzadikim is less than the radiance of Hashem. Similar that the radiance of a, similar to the radiance of a candle against the radiance of a torch. Obviously, you see that a torch shows off more light than the candle. So why don't we use the candle? So the Gemara says, and Rabbi adds, "V'amar Rava avuka lahavdala mitzvah minamuvchar." We have a precedence in halacha where we prefer an avuka over a ner when it comes to avdala. We have to have at least a double wick. It has to be a torch. So you see already that avuka is better, gives off more light to a ner. So a few answers. Amar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, number one, ze yochel achnisu l'chorin l'stakim, v'ze eino yochel achnisu l'chorin l'stakim. Can you get into the nooks and crevices? So a smaller candle, one wick, apparently can easier get into the crevices. That's number one. Rav Zvid Amar, Rav Zvid said, ze, meaning the candle, oro l'fanav, v'ze oro l'acharav. Is it lighting in front of you or behind you? Rashi says, Oral acharov, va'adam ha'ochas lefanav hu bodei kichah in yach lebdika. When it comes to a torch, it's very bright. It's very harder, I guess, to put your face to the front of it to see because the light's going to block you. So it's really, I think it is that you move the torch more towards away from you, not directly in front of you, because you can't see it. A candle you can hold right in front of your face and you can see what's directly in front of you. That's number two. Number three. Rav Papa Amar, high boys or high low boys. Well, also you're scared. When you have a larger flame, you're not going to go closer to the floor or to the places that are flammable. because you're afraid you're going to set your house on fire. A candle, you're not as scared. So therefore, you'll use the candle, and you'll check better with the candle than you'll check with the torch. Ravina Amar, Hai Mashach Nahora, Vai Mikdaf Aktufe. Seems to say that it depends, the flame of the candle is more, it stays longer. It doesn't jump. It's a cleaner fire as opposed to a torch, which just sometimes flickers and jumps. I'm not sure how we translate mikdaf. I thought it meant like flickers. And Rashi says, mikdaf iktufe nifsak, it stops the kofet tamid and jumps. Right, lashon haktokot v'maluach, that it jumps. I guess I don't know. That's how the torches were. It wasn't a easy flow of the flame. It jumped and flickered. So therefore, it'd be better to use the candle. What? Well, that was only a drasha de rabban. It was on a smachta, but then we brought a question.
So the Metzias is toward the name.
We brought it with two reasons. So we have two reasons. We have the reason that the pasuk seems, the smachta seems to give the ner, but the whole point is to have a good search. Why don't you use an avuka? And then four reasons why you don't use the avuka. All right, kol makom she'emach nisim. The Mishnah goes back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, kol makom she'emach nisim bo chametz. Any place that you don't put in chametz doesn't need a bedika. So in like typical Babylonian fashion, anytime you use the word kol comes to include something. It's not just a rule. Otherwise, it would have just said, makom she'emach nisim. But the word kol has to come to include something. So what's it called? That's Gemara asked, lasuyemai. What is that coming to include? He says, lasuye comes to include Haydi Tana Rabbanan, that which we learned in the Braisa, which says, Chore Bayis HaElyonim V'HaTachtonim. So you have the walls, and you have holes, or I guess crevices in the wall that are really high, or very low, that are very difficult to access. They're higher than the tallest person, and they're very low on the bottom that people don't reach down. Those don't need to be checked. Chore Bayis HaElyonim V'HaTachtonim V'Gag HaYetziah. It's some sort of rooftop that is pitched. So you don't have to search there either, because I guess the stuff was going to fall off, or that it's because it's pitched like that, because it's sloped, you're not going to put chametz there. The gag ha-migdal, the top of the roof of the cabinet, that's where you have some sort of anwar, I guess, where you put kalim in, people don't put the chametz on top. The refes bakar, the lulin, and like it's like the barn, and the chicken coops. You don't search chametz there. It's probably a different reason there. It's because any chametz that was put in there was most likely eaten by the animals who are there. The matbein. Matbein is the storehouse of the straw, right? And you don't typically bring chametz there. The otos yayin, the otos shemen, and the storehouses of wine and the storehouses of oil. We'll get to that. Our Mishnah talks about the storehouses of wine being checked, but we'll get to that. So ain't tzrichim bedika. They don't need bedika, either because chametz isn't typically found there, or I think in the case of the refes and the lulin, the animals are going to eat it up. Like Rashi says, refes bakar, shimahay yisham chametz, habehemos achul. They would have eaten it, which is a different reason than the other ones. So Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, he has the following case, and Tosos has like tons of girsos of how to read the case, but really, like Rashi, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, mita hacholekes besocha bayis, umafsekes tzricha bedika. So you have, Rashi says, hacholekes, some sort of bed, ma'amidin oso b'makam mechitza l'chalik tashmishei abayis v'orcha demilson nachba. What they used to do is they put up this bed to somehow separate the rooms. I think about it, sometimes you have these big living room, dining rooms, and you put a couch between the living room and dining room, so you have this utensil that's separating one room from the other, and it seems to be that you have to check underneath it. We'll see why. To check underneath it. Uri minu. So we can now ask a parrot steerer from our braisa to another braisa. Uri minu. Chor she'bein adam l'chaveiro. You have a hole in the wall that goes through my house to your house, right? That, like a lot of privacy. The hole goes all the way through, right? Ze bodek ad makom she'yodo magas. Ve'ze bodek ad makom she'yodo magas. Vashar mevat lo belibo. So I have to check as far as my hand goes. He has to check as far as my hand goes. If there's more room in between, we're just mevat lo the rest because we can't get to it, right? So mevat lo belibo. Right. And Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Mita cholekas besocha bayis. You have this mita, this couch or whatever, separating in the house. The eitzim avonim sidurim tachtea, and it has these stones and also the scarce of what that means, has sticks and stones underneath it, right? I guess that to complete to get to the floor. Ein tzricha bedika. It doesn't need bedika. So now we have a problem. Kasha mita mita kasha chorin achorin. We have a kasha about meat from the bed to the bed, because this braisa said you do have to check. You do not have to check under the bed or under the couch. First braisa said you did, and when it came to the holes, also that the second braisa says you have to check from. You have to check the holes all the way as far as your hand can go. As the first braisa says, you don't have to check the holes. So the answer by the chorin is easy. Chorin achorin lakasha habi ilai b'tate habi mesiye. Depends. The first braisa talked about the higher holes and the lower holes, which were not accessible. So those you don't have to check. The second braisa talked about the holes that are accessible. So those holes you check as far as your hand can go. And if you don't meet in the middle, you do mebitol in whatever happens in the middle, because maybe you're afraid that some chametz rolled into the middle, and therefore so you'd have to do, once there's chametz in the beginning of the hole, you're afraid they might have rolled, so you do bitol again because you can't reach it. Mita mita lokasha, mita mita los lokasha, hadim midloya, hadim mitatoi. Depends whether the bed is down to the ground, the couch is down to the ground, and therefore no chametz would get underneath it, or it's suspended a little bit. So if it's suspended, then you have to be concerned that there was chametz. So you put like in your refrigerator. You don't have to check under the refrigerator to get there. So there's also here, something's on the ground, it's not typical for the chametz to get underneath it. That might be why Rav Shimon Gamliel said, as eight sim avanim so doing tachta, then it's already filled up to the ground. So therefore you don't have to check underneath it. The first braisa was talking about a case where the bed or the couch is a little suspended and there's room underneath, so that's why you would have to check. Okay. Now the Gemara continues discussing the braisa that said otzros yayin, but otzros shemen ain't shvichem b'dika. The wine cellar and the oil cellar do not need to be checked. V'chi otzros yayin ain't shvichem b'dika. Is it true that the wine cellar doesn't need to be checked? By Tanya, we learned in a different braisa otzros yayin shvichem b'dika. The wine cellar does need to be checked. Right? Our Mishnah also discusses wine cellar being checked. But otzros shemen ain't shvichem b'dika, and it's only the oil cellar doesn't need b'dika. So hachav ma'iskinan. So what are we talking about now? The second braisa that says that it does not, that it does have to be checked. It's mistapek. It's the wine cellars that are used during the meal. When you run out of wine, they would go there to get more wine to bring to the meal. There sometimes the shamish would go. Since he was serving, he might have some bread in his hands. Might have some chametz in his hands and go down to get the new wine. So there's a concern that might be chametz. The other braisos may be talking about a different wine cellar where you would go. The shamish would not be going in the middle of the meal. So Gemara says, "Ihach, if that's the case, that we're worried about, we're talking about the storehouses where you go in order to bring more for the meal. So sheminami. So the oil storehouse, we have the olive oil also. The shamash will go there and get more olive oil during the meal. So no shemen yish kevel achila. Best line, yayin ain't kevel ishtiya. Oil, there's a set amount that people use. You can estimate and guesstimate. You're not worried about it. Wine, everyone drinks. You never know how much people are going to drink at the meal. People have drink more, people drink less, so usually more. So therefore, you're going to have the situation where they're going to go down and get more from the seller. That's why you would have to check. Pani Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia said, well, Asu Otsros Sheikhar B'Bavel, Kotzer Zayin Be'er Tisrael, B'Mistapek. In Bavel, the main drink instead of wine at the meal was beer. So the beer seller had got the same thing as the wine seller. If you had a beer seller that would be used during the meal to bring out more beer, that has to be checked Erev Pesach, because you're concerned that the shamash went down during the meal to get more beer, because again, beer was being a drink and they weren't sure how much you would have, more or less, so oftentimes you go down to get more.
Isn't beer common?
Not necessarily date beer. It's not necessarily. Beer wasn't barley, necessarily. Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, Bay dogim ain't sarach b'dika. I guess where they would store the fish doesn't need to be checked. V'hatanya tzvicha b'dika. But then we say that they do need b'dika. So lakasha, different types of fish. Ha, the rechizma said they don't need b'dika is b'rabavre, the big fish. The big fish they wouldn't go get more during the meal. Ha, b'zutre. And the one that's Bryce that says that they do need b'dika is talking about the where they stored the small fish. That doesn't have, like the small sushis. I guess people have more and more and more. They're popping in their mouth. So maybe during the meal you would go down and you would get more. I guess all based on the metzias about what they would go down to get more during a meal and whatnot. Right? Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Bei Milchi, the storehouses for salt, Ube Keri, and the storehouses for wax or candles. Tzarech Batika, because again, you might need more salt, you might need more candles, people would go down during the meal to get more. V'amar Rav Papa said, Beit Sibi, which I think means where they kept the logs or the woods, or Beit Tamri, where they kept the dates, Tzarech Batika, because also those are things that you would get more of during the meal, and therefore you're afraid of the shamash will go down, he may have come into his hand, so therefore you have to check. Okay, Tana. We bring a Braisa. A Braisa says, Eim l'chayvin oso l'hachnis yodo l'choronul stokim livdok b'lein sakana. Here the Braisa says, we don't require the Balabayas to stick his hands and to check into the holes, into the crevices, I guess, of the wall or wherever, to check for chametz, because of the sakana, because of the danger. So Omar says, what's going to be saying? Right? Because of the danger. So Gemara says, well, my sakana, what's the sakana? What is the danger? If you're afraid, you don't want to check because of the possibility that there are deadly scorpions in the hole. So how did he use the hole to begin with to put the chametz in there to start? Right? How did he do that? So Gemara says, no, the case is over here. We don't require him to check. Lotzricha is the nafal, where it fell. Rashi says, fourth to last line of the Rashi, the nafal. Im nafal habinyan, he said the building or the wall fell down. Aim the chayvin also livdok as gal ha'avanim lemaris ha'ayin. You don't have to check what you can see. You don't have to stick your hands in. Avalola hachnis yado b'neim. You don't have to stick your hand in between the stones. Umitchila k'shay kotel kayyem nishtanash b'chorav. In the beginning, when the wall was up, you would, I guess you could look inside. You can see. You could stick your hands in. But ashav nafal. But now it fell. V'yisham sakanas akravim. Now there's a concern that there might be scorpions. Shadarka limatze ba'ashpos v'galim. Because they're also alpha times found in the garbage or in the pile of stones the animals come. So that's why you don't have to check. So Gemara says, okay, id nafal, if it fell, right, lama li bedika, why would I need the bedika to begin with? Latanan, we have a Mishnah that says, in daf lamed aleph, chametz shenafal alav mapolis, harei kimuvuar. If large things fell on top of the chametz, it's considered destroyed already. You don't have to check if something completely falls over onto the chametz. You don't have something heavy that's on the chametz. So why here would you? Oh, the reason why he doesn't have to check is because of the danger of the scorpions. He doesn't have to check anyway. The thing it fell down. So Gemara says no. Here Hassam in the Mishnah over there where it says that you don't have to is she'ein akel yochel chapes acharav. Even the dog couldn't go and find the chametz underneath this. Right? But hacha here in our brisa is she'akel yochel chapes acharav. The dog could find it. You can dig it out. It's not so deep away, so you would have thought you would have to check. Kamashma, you don't have to because of the danger of the scorpions, of the danger. So Gemara says, well, wait a second. Why are you concerned about the danger at all? You're doing a mitzvah, right? I mean, the rule is, Amar Lazar, shluchei mitzvah in on izokin. Those who are sent, those who are in the midst of doing a mitzvah, don't become damaged. Nothing bad can happen to them. So we'll limit that. Don't worry. Right, so the shluchei mitzvah ain't lazakim. You know, you're late for shachar. So I got to do a mitzvah. I'm going to run all the red lights and the stop signs. No, so you have to limit that. So Gemara says, I'm Rav Ashi. No, the reason why here we're not going to apply that rule is shema tovad lo machat. Maybe he also lost some sort of needle or something underneath the stones. Va'aslenu basrai, and he's going to wait to do bedikas chametz to look for his lost object. So he's not only doing bedikas chametz, he's also looking for his own lost object, which isn't a mitzvah. So Mar says, we're talking about it's not a mitzvah. Still, if doing a mitzvah, Mar says, v'chi ha'gavna lav mitzvah, is this not a mitzvah? Matanya, we learned in the Brisa, ha'omer sela zo litztaka, that I'm going to give this, you know, this money to litztaka, and he has alternative reasons. Bishvil she'yichia b'ni, in order that my son shall live. O she'eyeh ben olam haba, because I want to get star and be an olam haba. Harei zet tzadik gamur. He's at Sadi Gamar. We don't say Shalol Lishma, Rashi points out, right? But Dabar Zevalor means Shalol Lishma Osa. Elakia Mitzvahs Boro, Shetziv Lasot Staka, Umiskamin Aflahan Las Atzmo, Shizkabala Olam Habal, Shechod Benav. It's just, he has another motive. So to hear, he's doing the mitzvah, he's checking for his needle also, but he's doing the mitzvah. So it's still Shluchay Mitzvah. So Gemara says, no, Dilma Basar the Badag Asanu Basra. Maybe it's not the same time. Maybe he'll finish doing the Bedikas Chametz, and then he'll look again for what was lost. Then he's not in the midst of doing the mitzvah. Tosa just asks, don't we have the Mishnah, the third Mishnah of Maseches Avos that says, Al Tiyu Kavadim Hashams Misarav Amanasakab Pras? Right, you're not supposed to do a mitzvah with a condition of getting a prize, right? Hainu Bichiyai Gavna. So Gemara says, okay, so, and here it says that you're tzaddik gamor, if you had this alternative motive to get a prize for giving the tzedakah. So one answer, they say, well, tzedakah is different. That might be one answer. Tosas gives an answer over here and says, no, when does it say that you shouldn't do amanasa kabel pras? It's b'chai gavna shim lo tavo lo oso atova shum tzapeh tohe u mischareit ala tzedakah she'osa.
That would be, don't be somebody who says, I'm only doing it for the prize, and if I don't get the prize, then I regret the fact that I did the mitzvah. Here, the person is saying, I'm doing the mitzvah anyway, I would like also to get rewarded for it. But if he doesn't get rewarded for it, he's still going to be happy that he gave the tzedakah. The Mishnah Avos may be talking about a case where, don't be someone who says, I'm going to do the mitzvah only because I want to get the prize, and if I don't get the prize, then I have charata that I actually gave the mitzvah. Aval misha enu tohel mischaret, hareiz et tzedakamor, v'chei mashma reish b'sech shoshanu, perakam d'vavu basra. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to bring another reason why you shouldn't check in the choros and the tzedakim, another sakana. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Mishum Shakana Sakanas Hanachran. So we're fearful of the goyim. U plimohi, and it goes in accordance with the shita of plimo. Interesting, Dr. Abramson on the Oyudaf we discussed, is plimo a person or is plimo like John Doe? Is he actual? Because we don't have any, we have a bunch of statements throughout Shas about plimo. But there's no biographical information necessarily about him. But Plimo is the one who asked if you have Siamese twins, on which head do you put the Tefillin Shel Rosh? A little bit of a jokester also, but that's Plimo. So Plimo he Ditanya, because we learned in a Brisa, Chor Shavin Yehudi La Aramoi. So you have the hole in the wall that's between a Jew and the Aramean, right? Bodig Ad Makom Shiado Magas. You can check up to where your hand gets to. Vashar Mivatel Belivo, and the rest you had to Bito Believe. And you don't need to check. But plimo amar kol atzma in avodah kipay sakana. You don't check the hole at all because of the sakana. So my sakana. What's the sakana? Inema sakanas kshafim. Maybe worried about sorcery or something. The guy is going to do sorcery. All right. So ki ishtamish hechi ishtamish. So how do you use the hole to begin with to put the chametz here in the first place? If you're worried about sorcery, then you should be worried about it then also. It says no. Hasam. It may be the sorcery, but hasam ki ishtamish yamama. Or maybe the concern that the guy will think that you're doing sorcery. I think maybe that's what it is. Is that what it is? Right, the Nachri is going to complain that you're doing sorcery. So he says, Hassan, when you put the chametz in the hole, ki ishtamish yumama unahoru lo masik adaite. You did it, used it during the day, and you weren't using it by candlelight, which looks a little, you know, little sorcerous. But hacha, when you're doing everything at night, with candles and looking, hacha, lele yushragu masik adaite. So maybe the guy thinks that something strange is up here, so maybe that's when he'll complain that we're worried about sorcery, so therefore we don't have to check, you know, Pimo says you don't have to check it. Again, Vahamar Rabbi Lezar, didn't Rabbi Lezar say, Shluchei Mitzvah Einu Nizokin? So here he gives a different answer, which is the big limitation on Shluchei Mitzvah Einu Nizokin. Hecha de Shichiach Hezekah Shaini, where it's probable, as the Hezek is Shichiach, then it's different. You can't just say, oh, Shluchei Mitzvah Einu Nizokin, and do something that's inherently dangerous. Okay? Shekei Nemar, and how we know that the Pasuk says, Hashem commands Shmuel to go and anoint David HaMelech to be king instead of Shaul. And Shmuel is, you know, he's reticent, he's concerned, he hesitates. By Yomer Shmuel, Ichelich, how am I going to go? V'shama Shaul v'hargeni. Shaul's going to hear and he'll kill me. Why? He's going to kill you. You're doing Shluchei Mitzvah, doing what Hashem told you. Because it's Chikei Ezekei. Right, by Yomer Hashem, so Hashem tells him, Eglas Bakar Tikach B'yadcha, V'amar Telezboch L'Hashem L'Basi, just take an animal with you, so people think you're just going to bring korbanos. But you see that Shmuel was choshesh, that he would be damaged, even though he's doing a mitzvah. Because when it's Shlucha Hezekah, then we don't say that thing of, don't say that reason of Shlucha Mitzvah. So, Boi Minei Mei Rav, they ask from Rav, Hani B'nei Bei Rav, the Dari B'Vaga, those Talmidim of Rav that live in the Baga. Baga like, seems to be like the dormitories, right? And Rashi says, Dari B'Vaga, the Kvarm Shabibika, Ubalas canopies. They live in some sort of canopy, some sort of tents or something like that in the Bikka, in the valley, and they have to walk to and from where their dorm to the Beis Medrash, right? So Mahu LeMesig Kedem of Chashocha LeVeirav. Can they go when it's dark? Right? Can they go in the morning before Lo Tzashachar, and they come back at night when after it got dark, there could be Mazikin on the road. So can they come back and forth? So Amr Lahu, so Rav said to them, Nesu, they should go when it's dark, V'alive Al Tzavarei. Anything that happens to them is on my neck. It's on me, meaning they're not going to be, I'm not worried that anything's going to happen to them, because Talmud Torah is going to protect them, the mitzvah is going to protect them. So the Gemara says, okay, well, what about Nezel Mai? What about going back? Okay, you just said about going there. When they're going back and they're leaving, can they leave at night also? Is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah going to protect them then? Amar Lehu Lo Yadana. So Rav says, I don't know. Mar then says, no, Itmar Amar Rav Elazar, Shluchei Mitzvah Im Nezaki Lo B'Hali Chason, Lo B'Chazi Rason, not when they come back also. Because if you're only going to give them the protection on the way there, and they're not protected on the way back, then no one's going. So that could protect it both ways. Kiman. So according to whose shita is the words of Rabbi Lazar that says that you protect it both ways? I thought it was just svara, but ki hatana, like the Tana, the following brisa. The Tana Isi ben Yehuda Omer, Isi ben Yehuda said, klapei amra Torah, from the fact that the Torah says by those who go make aliyah l'regel, they go up. It says lo yachmod ish es artzucha. No one's going to covet your land when you're leaving, and you're leaving your house alone, unprotected for a long time while you're going to Yerushalayim. So it says lo yachmod ish es artzucha. Right, ba'aloschal la'irosas pnei Hashem lekech shoshim b'shana milamed. It teaches us shetei paraska ro ba'afar ve'ein chayim mezika. Your cows are going to graze in the land, and no wild animals are going to damage it. Your chickens are going to peck in the garbage, and the weasels aren't going to get to it. These animals who typically would become damaged, the Torah promises they're not going to be damaged, right? People who don't have typically get damaged because we have mazel, they're not typically going to get damaged. Allah has come and no damage, no bad is going to befall you. So, Eini El B'Halicha. Well, that only teaches me going to the Beis HaMikdash. How do I know B'Chazara Minayin? How do I know that when I come back from the Beis HaMikdash, also, I'm on the trip back, I'm also going to be protected? Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, Ufanisa B'Boker, and you'll turn around in the morning after Yantif, V'Halachta Lo Olecha, and you'll go back to your tents, Milam Eshetelef V'Timtso Olecha B'Shalom. It teaches us that when you're going to go back, and you go back to your Ohalecha, it's going to be exactly the same as it was before, now, as it was before. It's going to be peace without any damage. Okay, the Gemara says, V'chime achar dafil b'chazira b'halicha l'amli. So if it's telling me that on the way back, I'm going to be protected. So kam chomer, I'm going to be protected on the way there. Why don't you need a pasuk to teach me that on the way there? So l'chide Rabbi Ami, because it teaches something else. Dam Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Ami said, kol adam sheisho karka ol regel, shein lo karka ain ol regel. Who makes aliyah l'regel? Someone who owns real estate. If you don't own the real estate, then you don't make aliyah l'regel, which could go back to we had the story in Daf Gimel, with Yehuda, who was there, the Tana was away, and he tricked the guy to ask for the tail, and Tosos asked, well, what was he not doing? So maybe he didn't. One Tosos answers, it's because he didn't have property. That's why he didn't make Aliyah Regal. Okay, that's what the Pasuk teaches us. So Amar Rabbi Avin, Bar Rav Ada, Amar Rabbi Yitzhak, Mipnei Ma Ein Peros Ginosar Yerushalayim. Why aren't the Peros from Ginosar, these Peros of Ginosar are these beautiful, sweet fruits that are in the area of Ginosar, which is around the Kinneret, why don't they have those in Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is the best place to be. Why don't you have these wonderful things in Yerushalayim? Why don't they have them in Ginosar? So he says, because Kadesh Shelo Yu Ole Regalim Omrim El Mali Lo Alinu El Echo Peros Ginosar Yerushalayim Dayenu Benim Salinu Shelo Shema. We want people to go to Yerushalayim because they want to go to Yerushalayim. We don't want people going to Yerushalayim because they want to get the good food from those restaurants. They've not been for those. So therefore, we say, sorry, I was sarcastic. So we say that the Peros Ginosar are not in Yerushalayim. But then people might say, Baruch Hashem was able to go to Yerushalayim to eat those peros. As opposed to saying, Baruch Hashem was able to go to Yerushalayim to do Alila Rego. Similarly, Kayotze Bo, Amar Rav Dostoy, Rabbi Yanai, Bibnei Ma, Ein Chamei Tveria Yerushalayim. Why don't we have the hot springs of Tveria in Yerushalayim? Also, that'd be a great tourist attraction for Yerushalayim. He says, Kadesh Shelo Yu Oli Regalim Omrim, same thing. So they wouldn't say, Il Mali Lo Alinu Ela Lirchos B'Chamei Tveria, which I guess would be Chamei Yerushalayim, but had it not... Great that we gave able to go to Yerushalayim to go to the hot springs. V'nipseis aliyah shalol shema. The aliyah would be shalol shema, which is interesting because we just said before that as long as you're doing the mitzvah, right? As long as you're doing the mitzvah and you have another intention, it's still okay. Why is that? Why would that be? Maybe you want it to be even greater, but it's still okay. You still be kind of the mitzvah, but it's not the mitzvah min hamuchar. Okay. Back to the last point in the Mishnah. The Mishnah discussed the shtei shiros, the two rows of the wine cellar that needs to be checked for chametz. So we had a machlokes bis Hillel bei Shammai. So back to the Mishnah for a second, so remember what it says. So I'll go back. The Mishnah says, bei Shammai omrim, it said, amru bei shiros b'marteif, mokom shemechnisim b'chametz. So the two rows in the cellar is considered a place where you bring chametz. Bei Shammai says, bei shiros apnei kol marteif, two rows on the face of the entire cellar. And bei Hillel omrim, two shiros hachitzonos, two rows on the outer side, which are on top. Now, the Mishnah Gemara explain what Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were talking about. So, amru. First, the Gemara says, "Ubame amru shtei shiros b'martef." So, the Gemara says, "Martef mandekar shmei." Who started talking about a martef? The Mishnah doesn't mention anything of martef. The Mishnah says, "Kol makom she'imachlitzim ochametz ein tzarvika." Ubame amru beis shiros b'martef. Who's talking about a martef that you're bringing in here? So, the Gemara says, "Hachika amar." This is how you read the Mishnah. Kol makom she'ein machnis bo chametz ein tzrich bedika. Any place that you don't bring in chametz does not require to be checked. The otros yayin, right? And it's also mashmah that otros yayin, but otros shemenami ein tzrich bedika. So therefore, you would think that the wine sellers and the oil, olive oil sellers, the sea, would also not require to be bedika. So therefore, the Mishnah asks, uba me amru shtei shuos per martef. So in what case are they telling you that you need to check the two rows in the cellar? Makom shemachnisim chametz ubimistapik. It's talking about a cellar where you do bring in chametz, like the case we mentioned before. When you run out during the meal, you'll go back down and you'll get. So there, how much has to be checked in this type of wine cellar? So beishamei omrim shtei shuos al pei martef. Two rows on the martef. So is a machlokas. Amar Rav Yehuda. You have to check the first two rows from floor to ceiling. You walk in, open the door, there's wine barrels. The first row of wine barrels from floor to ceiling, and the from floor to ceiling in the row behind it. That's what you have to check. That's according to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yochanan Amar, Shura Achas Kemin Gam. It's one row like the Gam, which is a Greek letter, maybe it's the Gamma. It's like sort of like a cuff. Basically, you have to check the first row you get in from floor to ceiling till you get to the top, and then the top, the first row across the top all the way to the back of the cellar. So it's sort of like this right angle, first row up and then all the way back. That is Beis Shammai. I'm sure there's pictures. Oh, okay, all right. Tanika Vasi de Rabbi Yehuda, but Tanika Vasi de Rabbi Yochanan. We have a Brice that supports Rabbi Yehuda's understanding and a Brice that supports Rabbi Yochanan's understandings. And so the Brices discuss the Shita of Beis Shammai. Tanya Gavasei de Rabbi Yehuda is a brisa that supports Rabbi Yehuda. Beishamei Omrim, Beishamei says, that you have to check, Shtei Shuros al Pnei Kol HaMartef. You have to check two Shuros, two rows. Ushtei Shurosh HaAmru, and the two rows that they say, is Min HaAretz VaTshmei HaKorah, from floor to ceiling. That's what you have to check. Betanya Gavasei de Rabbi Yochanan, and a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan, Shtei Shuros al Kol Pnei HaMartef. What does that mean? Chitzona Roes HaPesach, the first row, that's the outer row that sees the opening, sees the door, when you open the door. Right? And El Yona Roas HaKorah. And then the top one that sees the ceiling. The row that's in front of you, and then the row that's all the way on top. Right? Roas HaKorah, Shalifnim Hemena, Shalamata Hemena, Ein Sarach Bedika. So, Shalifnim Hemena, further inside from that front row does not need to be checked. And further low and lower than the top row, than the upper row, doesn't need to be checked. Just that sort of like right angle checking. That's Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel Omer, Beis Hillel says, Shtei Shurus HaChitzonos, Shehen El Yonos. Two rows on the outside that are the top. So Machlokes Rav Shmuel, what that means. Amar Rav, Rav says, Elyona Vishalamata Himena. You walk in, you have the rows of barrels on top of in front of you. So the top row across you check, and the row below it, you check. That's it. It's two rows. Shmuel says, Elyona, right, Vishalifnim Himena. You can walk in, you see the barrels, you check the top row, that's all on top. And the row behind it, on the same level that's on top. Not below it, but one that's behind it. No, it's the top, not the two, depends how you, what you're describing. It's the top row, and the one that's horizontal to it next to it, behind it. Okay. So, my time with the Rav. So why does Rav say that you have to do the row and the row below it? Because Dayek, he said, the Pasuk, because the Mishnah says, Shnei Shurus Chitzonos, two of the outer rows. So these are both on the outside, because they're facing the door. But hi, El Yonas Katani. He also says two upper rows, and here you're just doing one upper row and one lower row. He says, L'mute tataydi tataya. That, El Yonah comes to exclude lower than the second one. Right? Those are two high, the two upper ones. So Shmuel says, El Yonah v'shalafnim hemena, the top row, and the one that's inside horizontally, that's inside behind it. So he says, my time, and what's his reason? Daik me elyonos. It says elyonos, which means two up, which is plural, of upper rows. I have a hachitzona katani, but doesn't it say outer as well, which would imply two ones on the facing the door? It says, lamute gavasa de gavasa. No, it comes to exclude the third row behind, and the gavasa inside to the inside. They both have a problem, because the lashon goes both ways. All right, so... Yes, the idea is that you're gonna—that's where you put in your hand. I don't know. Okay, so Marzal Ruchia Tani Kavasi Derav. Ruchia says has a brace that supports Rav. The Kulo Tanai Tanu Kavasi De Shmuel, and all the Tanayim had learned like Shmuel. The Hilchas of Kavasi De Shmuel, and the Halacha follows Shmuel. Interesting, because usually by Yisurin we pass in like Rav. We don't by Mama we pass in like Shmuel. Here we say we pass in like Shmuel. There are Rishonim who don't have this girsa at the end that says because you have a lot of Rishonim, I believe the Rambam as well, who passes like Rav. Well, how do you pass like Rav if the Gemara says Hilchos like Shmuel? So they don't have that girsa, it makes it a lot easier. But also, it just seems strange to me that you would paskin like Shmuel in a case of Yisurim, because typically if Machlok is Rav or Shmuel, you paskin like Rav. By Mammon, you paskin like Shmuel. By Isra, you paskin like Rav. Okay, we'll stop here. Pick up tomorrow the Mishnah on the top of Daf Tes. Have a great day.